This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Lynn Mark with Kusu Chuang and Sharit Abdullah. Now, U.S. markets were largely in the red. The Dow was down 0.3%, S&P 500 down 0.7%, and the Nasdaq down 1.5%. Asian markets also were pretty red. Shanghai Composites was down 0.4%, Hang Seng down 0.6%. The Kospi was unchanged, but the Nikkei was up 0.2%. And of course, Singapore's SCI and back home here in the KLCI were both closed yesterday for WESAC Day.
And now moving on to an automotive news. Ford has plans to cut about 10% of its global white-collar workforce in a staffing redesign. They are hoping to complete this process by the end of the month in the US and by the end of August for the rest of the world. And it's hoping to save $600 million a year as automakers are struggling to cope with consumer preference for crossover SUV over sedans. On top of that, General Motors, Volkswagen, Tata Motors Limited, Jaguar, as well as Land Rover, also eliminating thousands of employees as the rise of electrification and self-driving vehicle technology reshapes the global
industry. I just love it when corporate people love, when they cut jobs, they call it all kinds of things except for cutting jobs. Staffing redesign, what a crock of nonsense, man. But it's just life support because there's a whole bunch of people that don't want to drive cars anymore. And Tesla has been sold off 10 trading days. Okay, stateside, last week the Trump administration effectively barred American companies from selling components and software to Huawei. That's the reason why earlier, Sharit, you're talking about all the share markets that dropped by quite a great deal. As you're saying, the Nasdaq down 1.5%. That's a lot, actually. It's basically this being Huawei being cut off at the knees.
That's right.
Now, this fallout began when Google cut off support to Huawei in recent days for many Android hardware and software services. So its operating system, it can't get any more updates.
Yeah, so chip makers like Intel, Qualcomm and Broadcom have told their employees they are not going to resupply to Huawei until further notice. Now, Huawei is said to have stockpiled enough chips and other vital components to keep its business running for at least 3 months, but 3 months is not a long time at all. It has been apparently preparing for such an eventuality since at least the middle of 2018. Now, given that there are very few competitors in the 5G space, any impediment to Huawei could slow down the rollout of their technology and, by extension, technology that depends on 5G, like driverless cars.
So this is alarming, isn't it? I mean, now, before this, it was 5G equipment, and now it has moved on to cell phones. And as we all know, Huawei is now the second most, most sold handphone on top of... Surpassed iPhone, who is now third in the run. So in response, I think China ambassador to the EU, Zhang Ming, has said that China would retaliate against the US. He's saying that it's politically motivated, and this is an abuse of export control measures. He also stressed that China has unwavering resolve to defend its interests. And Chinese Foreign Ministry Liu Kang said that it would wait and see. And with regards to the countermeasures the Chinese government and enterprise could take in response to the US.
Yeah, so that's China could retaliate against the US. I don't think anything is confirmed just yet, but it definitely seems like a possibility. Now on the line to discuss global markets with us, we have Stephen Innes, Head of Trading and Market Strategy at SPI Asset Management. Thanks so much for joining us, Stephen. So Huawei has had a pretty bad weekend. What are your thoughts here? How bad is this recent news for them?
Yeah, it seems like the U.S. markets have had a bad fallout from this. And however, Huawei seems to be doing okay, as what my take in the press right now. I think we've alluded to the fact that they have been stockpiling the chips anywhere between 3 to 8 months, possibly even 12 months supply. So that should at least be able to weather them through the near-term storm. We're also heard that they are working on a new operating system that'll get around the Android issue with Google. And we've also know that over the past year they have been making advances in their own chip technology. Obviously, it's not going to be up to speed of an Intel or what have you, but at least they're making ground on that, trying to get away from the U.S. dependence. But nonetheless, it's a very delicate situation. And even if they do have the supplies, there's always that going to be that trap door that's going to be sitting under them from the U.S. administration.
And, Stephen, how does this play into the trade war?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, it's always difficult to quantify this risk. But we can't say is the risk is still a tail risk, but it's definitely rising. The market doesn't fully, in my opinion, I don't think the market fully recognizes the absolute nature of this risk, especially for U.S. companies that are doing business in China right now. This could be part of the retaliation. Remember, that those aren't companies that are being exempt from the trade war. So, you know, the Chinese can go after these companies, which are contributing anywhere between 200 to 300 billion in products in China. So this is pretty severe. So we continue to see trade war probability running at around 60%. The two sides cannot meet an agreement. So we're still shading it. We've got about a 40% probability. However, this means to me that the tariffs are going to come on the $300 billion in Chinese goods. That's the likelihood, and I think this is going to be quite damning. I think the Huawei case is highly damaging for negotiations. And I think this moves us out of the specter of tit-for-tat trade war into a whole new realm where it becomes a strategic move by the U.S. And I think this is an overall picture that they're trying to portray here. I don't think it's just a trade war. I think they're also worried about global security risk, and I think this is the next area where trade war is going to be focused on.
Yeah, Stephen, in Australia, surprise win for Scott Morrison and the Liberals. How have markets reacted to the election results?
Yeah, another confirmation that we should never listen to the polls, right? I mean, it's amazing. Nobody had thought this result was going to happen. Obviously, we've seen the Australian dollar improve on a pro-business government outlook. However, you know, the market's still pretty sour on this trade war situation. And the Australian economy is a big supplier in the global supply chain, especially into China. So as trade war goes, I think the Aussie, generally the Aussie capital markets are going to trade negatively. I also think the big risk in Australia right now is the housing bubble. And I think, you know, regardless of who's in power, it's not going to eliminate the housing bubble. So I still think the Aussie market's primed to fade. I think we're going to see markets fade, traders fade the move on the Aussie and trade the, and fade the bounce on the equity markets.
And thank you so much. That was Stephen Innes of SPI Asset Management talking a little bit about the news out of Huawei as well as the Australian elections. Now, we'll be back with more local news for you after this, so stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.